Oh, it's been brilliant to see Fleetwood progress. I must admit, I only go back sort of 18 months, but even in that time, such a buzz around the place, and obviously now we've reached the highest level of non-league football. I remember covering one of the early games and coming across the newspaper cutting from 5 years prior to that match, and we were in the North West Counties League playing Glossop in front of 52, and it's just amazing to see how quickly... it's slightly frightening in a sense to see how quickly the whole thing has gone.
Are you surprised with how the club has progressed so quickly?
Well, it's been pleasantly surprising, certainly, but you have to remember they've got some very good people behind the club, you know, not least the chairman, who's very professional, very driven, very ambitious, and he's brought in management with real proven league experience, you know, right down through the physios such as Soss, who've had a lot of league experience, and I think every base has been kind of covered, really, and the professional approach that has come from them has really played a big part, I think, in the success.
Blackpool's success will also be the main talking point of people on the Far Coast. Do you think this has taken the shine off Fleetwood's achievements at all?
Good question. Personally, I don't think so. I think, in a sense, it's helped to, you know, both clubs doing well. We don't see it that way. I'm personally involved with Radio Wave rather more this year, simply because they are looking to cover Fleetwood before, during and after the match, and that is something they would never have done last year. But they see it as being a success story that can run alongside that of Blackpool.
Do you think more residents of Fleetwood who would usually go and watch Blackpool have been drawn to their hometown club?
Well, average attendances would suggest that. Not everybody can get into Blackpool, of course. There aren't that many dates on which the two matches at home will clash. So, you know, we are aware of people who have started to follow us more regularly and, you know, are pushing up now to 1,600-1,700 average, only slightly more than that now, which would suggest that all that's happening.
And finally, can you see Fleetwood as an established league club in years to come?
Well, I think it's all set up to go that way. I was just having a discussion with our Director of Youth Football this morning, and he was talking about the developments there, and talking in terms of when we're a league club, not if. I'm not saying it's going to happen this year. It's we've put ourselves in a position where it could, but I think we're building a base here, and let's not forget the arrival of the new stand as well, to produce, with a really good pitch, a team that is capable, certainly, of lasting.